And welcome back to Rosie on the House. You're right smack dab in the middle of a four-hour broadcast that we put on every single Saturday morning for the purpose of reaching out to your home and your heart and become your best friend. Another typical jammed Saturday morning. We've got 10 hours of programming jammed into 4 hours. Hope you have been in tune with what we've covered so far. Roger Naylor, our Arizona writer, was in at 7 o'clock talking about the state park systems and all the great places to see in, about, and around the great state of Arizona. And then we had Joyce Richner up from Oro Valley, Pump House Ranch, Heritage Garden, talking about what she's doing down there. And this hour in particular, we've got the director of the Registrar of Contractors, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Thank you, in your busy schedule, for taking the time and coming and visit with our Arizona listeners.
Well, thanks, Rosie. It's great to be here. I always love coming here.
Well,
love
you have got, I complain about having a full plate. And you know what? I was actually at a management seminar in D.C. on Monday. And they said, never complain about having a full plate.
I believe that's the case.
So I'm going to quit complaining about having a full plate.
There you go. It's fine with me. You can complain if you want.
Oh, man. But you have got a full plate.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy, so that's good. I'm having more fun than I probably ever had working in my life.
Well, let's talk about what y'all were just up to.
Well, we're going to do that, but what I'd like to bring up to your attention here is there's something that I found out that's very interesting is did you know that every kernel of corn on a cob needs to be fertilized?
I thought you were going to tell me my license was expired.
There you go.
Did you now be honest? Did you know that?
Absolutely not.
That little blossoming tassel out the top of the cob is the pollen.
Right.
And it has to fall down into the cob, and every silk has to have pollen contact. Every kernel needs to be individually pollinated.
Man, you know, there's always something, isn't
now,
there?
You can only learn that at Rosie. Where else would you have learned that this morning?
I'm telling you. So I wanted to make sure you knew I was listening to the show. So.
Well, listen, talking about learning things, you and I as well are kind of on a mission to recruit youth into the construction science world.
Absolutely.
Y'all
absolutely.
Have been busy the last couple days.
Yes, we have. Well, last week and this week as well. Last week we were at the Southern Arizona Construction Career Days at the down at the Tucson Rodeo Grounds. And then this week for a couple days we were at the National Guard Armory at 56th Street and McDowell for the Arizona Construction Career Days.
God, Roseanne's got she's got like 13 or 14 years of this thing together, doesn't
she? I think
she?
This year was her 15th anniversary.
That's awesome.
They had 3,000 kids, or I think it was 3,000 kids registrar. Down in Tucson, they had about 1,400 kids. It was really awesome stuff.
High school kids. Are bused to the facility.
From all over the state. They have some kids that come, you know, 3-4 hour drives from the reservation down to this. And down in Pima County, it's from all over Benson and places like that.
I heard Corbin Carson interviewing a young man from Flagstaff High
absolutely.
Who was here on a backhoe.
Yeah, Corbin did a great job with that. I think he wanted to run the backhoe, I think what he wanted to do.
Who does it? Everybody wants to run a backhoe.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But y'all get some of the biggest construction employers in the state.
The biggest.
They bring equipment and they introduce these youth
absolutely.
To what a career in the construction sciences could look like.
Absolutely. And they'll talk to them about, you know, how they can start at the very, you know, where they can start at the very beginning, what kind of wages they can earn to start with and where they can end up. You know, some of these kids, we don't talk to them enough about the opportunity to get into the construction sciences. And many of them think that the only thing about it is the very ground, base ground.
Right.
But everybody starts off someplace. You know, if you're an intern someplace, you're working someplace like a dog for no money, and then you can learn some things and you can grow. So, for instance, there was one of the companies, I think it was Southwest Gas. We even have the utilities there, Southwest Gas. You go there, you start in the $13, $14 range, and then by the time you can, you know, you learn some stuff, you do step-ups, you get a little bit more experience, and you end up, you know, you can make $29, $30 an hour. And that sounds awesome.
With a nice benefit package.
Well, right, and then you multiply that times 2,080 hours a year, and you're looking in the $65,000 range. Some, you know, electricians can make $85,000, and even more. And then there's the opportunity. You learn all these things. You become really good. And say you want to start your own business. You do that. You come talk to us. We help you let you know what you need to be licensed to start your own business. So it's a great life. You've had a great I've had a great life from it. Many others have as well.
It's been awesome. Been very good to me. So Career Day. So we've just finished up the 15th year in celebration of that. Congratulations for your participation on that. And thank you to all the sponsors that helped put that on, recruit young men and women.
Absolutely.
Into the construction fields. Right. Absolutely.
Great opportunities there.
What else have you got on your plate?
Well,
you got the whole winter visitor thing going.
Well, we got the winter visitors, the snowbirds that come in. But usually, what happens with that as well? They're a group of people. Some of the law enforcement people call them nomadic organized crime groups. Mm-hmm. They're called
follow the money.
So
right?
there's a lot of times people say they're travelers, that type of thing. But these are folks that have a tendency to go where the weather is good. Doesn't happen so much here, but in other areas of the country, they come and they say, hey, let us repave your driveway, and then the first rain comes and your driveway washes away in the rain. Or they collect checks and do poor work. We encourage everybody, particularly this time of year, it seems to increase because the weather's good here. It's not snowing.
When you have an amassing of wealth,
right,
people
here.
With two homes,
right, absolutely.
That are all congregating here. I mean, it's a target rich zone.
Absolutely. Well, it's the money. They have a tendency also to target vulnerable communities. Many people they'll target the older crowd. I'm part of that crowd. That's usually what's thrown in that age group. However, they'll target people, people living in a home by themselves. They'll target somebody that they've heard. They'll target somebody that one of their compatriots targeted before.
Right.
As soon as they get somebody that'll send them, give them a check and do something,
yes,
or pay them, $30,000 to recoat the roof of their motor home, their mobile home, then they pass that on to somebody else to come and get them the next year.
Yeah.
And
the first thing I tell people, even before you start collecting proposals and comparing estimates and details and searching the registrar's site for license numbers, if you're being solicited to have work done at your house, a little alarm should go off in your head. If you're being asked for a service to be done at your house that, as far as you know, you don't need it done, just find some. If a roofer's calling you or an air conditioning contractor's calling you about coming to take care of your equipment, find somebody in that arena you trust and have them come. Don't have somebody come that's soliciting you over the phone.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we have personal thoughts on those kind of things. But personally, here's what I think. If somebody knocks on your door and says, I've got an extra load of asphalt, can I fix your driveway? Or, by the way, I have all these shingles left over, can I redo your roof?
Little alarms.
Ding, careful.
Ding, 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 ding.
Careful. It's and I know we can laugh about this, but when you have somebody on fixed income, you got somebody that's taken, listeners out there that have mothers and fathers or sisters and brothers that are by themselves that are on fixed income, and somebody comes and takes from them $3,000, which is 2 months of their Social Security, and walks away, it's time to really take some action and be, listen to them. Don't blame them. Don't put them down for being taken, because these guys take youngsters, oldsters, it doesn't matter. They know exactly what they're doing, so be careful. Licensed contractors only. If you're uncertain, call us. Call the registrar. Do your due diligence. Check it all. But be particularly careful. This time of year, they're out there, and they are really good at what they do.
They're traveling en masse, mm-hmm, that's for sure.
Right.
And they're targeting anybody that will be soft enough to not do the due diligence.
Absolutely.
So Career Days, the travelers,
mm-hmm,
what else are you up to? I want to talk about this Arizona management system.
Well, that's an exciting thing, so.
And we may have to get to that in just a couple minutes.
That's good with
all
me.
Right? So we'll get to that. We're here with the director of the Registrar of Contractors, Mr. Jeff Fleatham. Gary, go ahead.
Man, what a beautiful day to be in Arizona, and what a beautiful day to be out if you're looking for something, or maybe an education and sustainability. The Marana Earth Festival is happening today, noon to 5, and to tell us a little bit more about it is the event coordinator, Mr. Mark Mittelstadt. Welcome to the program, and thanks for joining us again this Saturday.
Thank you, Romy. Looking forward to seeing a lot of people out here today. We're having the Marana Earth Festival Making Sustainability Fun from noon to 5 p.m. at the Tucson Premium Outlets, and that's located at Twin Peaks Road right off of Interstate 10.
And even if you weren't coming by for the day, but you were looking to offload some electronics or paper or anything that can be recycled, you'll have drop bins collecting today.
This is correct. Right next to our Marana Earth Festival, we will have some recycling being done by Beacon Secure. They are AAA certified in terms of secure document destruction. They will be collecting paper. You have all these boxes of old paper sitting around the house. Bring them on out. They will take them out of your car or your truck, put them right into their truck, and then at the end of the event, they will take them down to their shredder. Same way with small electronics. They will take old cell phones, laptops, hard drives, printers, a number of things, even mainframe computers. But the only thing that they won't take is TVs. But again, they will take that out of your vehicle, put it right into their trucks, and then at the end of the day, they'll take it down there. And that's all free. There's no limit on what you can drop off.
And then for people that are attending for the day, what can they expect to learn?
There are three areas of activity. We have sustainability, we have education, and Marana Foods. The education part of it will be making sustainability fun for kids. We'll have activities like planting, building an irrigation system, cooking chocolate chip cookies using the solar oven. Our sustainability tent will include solar providers, even a no-kill cat shelter, which will have some cats there for adoption. The Marana Foods will be featuring some of the great foods that are produced here in Marana. This area, well before it was Marana, thousands of years ago, was an area of farm harvesting grains. The ancient peoples along the Santa Cruz River produce grains that some of them are still grown here, particularly the white Sonoran wheat, which is still used in foods today. So we'll be featuring that. We will also have a beer garden. Catalina Brewing from Marana and Button Brew House will be doing the beer garden. Catalina does some of their beer from white Sonoran wheat, which is one of the heritage grains here.
And that's absolutely free. All you have to do is drive down there, and there's plenty of refreshments as well, so you don't have to worry about going thirsty or going hungry.
Exactly.
And again, that is located at?
Twin Peaks Road and Interstate 10 at the Tucson Premium Outlets.
You can find more details in the events tab at rosieonthehouse.com, or you can go directly to MaranaEarthFestival.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.